早晨，兄弟姐妹，你好。琴日有边个嚟啊？喺 community day 帮手。我好啊，多谢你哋啊！琴日一齐啊，侍奉我哋神同埋爱嗰啲人嚟啊，嗰啲人嚟嘅咧，佢可以好啊 feel 你嘅 love for them。So thank you so very much。
需要有啲進步。
I didn't quite get that. 、I know that for most of our congregations, the pastors have already preached on the vision, the mission, and the values of our church in the past couple of years.
我知道在以往一兩年裏面，我們很多的牧師都在我們講道那裡講到我們教會的意象、使命、宣言和我們的價值。
And they've probably done a very good job at it too.
其實他們都做了很好的工作了。
But did you know surveys have shown that vision can easily be lost?
但你知不知道在統計上面講話呢，很多時候我們會很容易不記得我們這個的意象、宣言。
Unless it is preached and talked about over and over again every 30 days.
除非我們每30日都說一次，你們就會很容易忘記的。
You see, we have a tendency to forget.
我們是很善忘的。
A tendency to be distracted in life.
我們很容易分心。
A tendency to be frustrated with not knowing where we're going.
特別我們看不見有些事發生的時候，會容易，很容易會很灰心。
And so a question I have for you this morning is this.
所以今天早上我给你一个问题。
What is the vision of Fraserlands Church?
就是我们教会，我们 Fraserlands 教会，我们的意象宣言是什么呢？
Can anyone tell me without looking?
你不看那张纸，可不可以告诉我是什么？
Okay, some of you got it, I think.
信靠基督。
What is sin called?Okay, so that's the other half, right? Okay, all right. So the vision of Fraserlands is to be a church of all nations, transformed through faith and love in Christ.
我们的意象宣言就是藉着信靠耶稣，活出主爱，心意更新，而做一个万国万民的教会。
The first part of the vision, to be a church of all nations.
第一，我们是要成为一个万国万民的教会。
The Lord said in Isaiah 56, verse 7, For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
在以赛亚书第56章的时候，圣经说，神要我们的，他说我们的殿必成为万民祷告的殿。
And then in Jesus himself in the Great Commission said that we're to make disciples of all nations.
也是耶稣在他的大使命那里，他说到你们要去作，使万民作我的门徒。
The second part of the vision is transformed through faith and love in Christ.
另一方面，我们的意象宣明咧嘅宣言咧，就话要藉住信靠基督，活出主爱，心意更新。
We can see how this statement has always been a part of our church from the very beginning.
其实呢一个嘅意象嘅宣言咧，好早期已经喺我哋教会嗰度讲噶啦。
As it can be seen in the initials of Fraserlands Church.
睇下嗰三我哋英文字嗰三个嘅字母啊。
FLC, faith and love in Christ.
F 咧就即系信靠，L 咧就系主嘅爱 ，C 咧就系基督耶稣。
You see, from the very beginning, the root of the vision of our church has already been in the name of our church 27 years ago.
27年前，我哋教会嘅名咧就已经有呢一个嘅意念喺入边啦。
I know it's easy to remember the first part of the vision, right? To be a church of all nations. And most of you got that.
很多时候你会知道是，我记得我们是要成为一个万国万民的教会。
But if you forget the second half, just remember Fraserlands Church, FLC, transformed through faith and love in Christ.
但记住呢，下一个另一方面呢，就是这个 FLC, 就是我们信靠耶稣基督，活出主的爱，来到心意更新。
The Apostle Paul said this in Galatians 5. He said, For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision have any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
保罗在加拉太书他这样说，他说我们靠着圣灵，凭着信，热切的期待，所盼望的义， 因为在耶稣基督里面，受割礼和不受割礼都无关重要，最重要的是要信心藉着爱发挥功效。
So it's not just simply a matter of compliance, external compliance.
所以我们主要的不是只是我们外在 的, 的服从。
Circumcision or no circumcision.
我们有割礼有没有割礼这些条例。
Obeying the law or not obeying the law.
遵不遵循主的这个的律法。
In essence, Paul is saying here that out of the 66 books in the Bible,
保罗好像真的说在全本圣经里面66卷书里面
out of the 1,189 or so chapters in the Bible
1,100 几个章的圣经里面说
out of the over 31,000 verses in the Bible
或者31,000个节的圣经里面所说的
it all amounts to this
他说一切所说的
the only thing that counts
唯一最重要的是什么呢
is faith expressing itselfThrough love.
就是用信心藉着神的爱来到发挥出来。
If we're not expressing our faith in God through love for others, then nothing else we're doing really matters.
如果我们不是凭主的爱来到表达我们的信仰的时候，其他一切东西都是不重要的。
Just think about this.
想一想这件事。
Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 13.
保罗亦都系喺哥林多前书讲到。
We can be the most eloquent person.
佢话我哋可以讲得好漂亮。
We can have the most gifted, be the most gifted preacher or teacher.
你可以系好喺讲道约上边好有恩赐。
We can be the most prophetic.
你可以讲好多嘅预言。
The most faith-filled.
有好多重要嘅嘢你可以讲。
The most sacrificial person.
你可以是奉献你的整个一生出来。
But if we do not have love, we're nothing.
如果我们没有爱的时候，我们就是 不算什么。
So how can this happen?
那我们怎样令到这件事来发生呢?
How does this happen?
怎样令到我们教会有这件事来发生呢?
How can we be a church of all nations?
我们怎样成为一个万国万民的教会呢?
How can we be transformed through faith and love in Christ?
怎样我们让到神的爱来到将我们心意更新呢?
Now you may say this to me.
你会跟我这么
说。We want to do this, Pastor Abe.
他说我想做的。
We really do.
我真的想有这件事发生。
We want to be able to live out the vision of Fraserlands Church.
我真的希望在这个非山轮教会里活出我的信仰。
But it seems so unreachable.
但其实很多时候发觉好像很难做的。
We're not a church of all nations at the moment.
现在你看我们教会都不是一个万国万民的教会。
I don't even hang around anyone who's not Chinese.
我的朋友多数都是中国人来的。
You know, I was in the same situation a few years ago.
我有同样咁嘅情形。
Until I got involved in the Strata Council of where we live，
到几年前，我开始参加我住嘅地方嗰个嘅业主委员会。
And I started to get to know people who live in the townhouse complex that we live in。
因为我嘅参与咧，我渐渐嚟到认识到我嘅邻居。
And after 5 to 6 years of getting to know them better，
喺嗰度住咗几年，熟悉咗我嘅邻居。
Some of them are my friends now。
佢好多成為我嘅朋友啦。
People of different nations，
依啲嘅鄰居係同唔同嘅國籍嚟嘅。
Different ethnicities，
佢哋嘅種族亦都唔同嘅。
Different cultural backgrounds，
佢哋嘅文化背景同我係好唔同嘅。
Another thing that's helped too is my wife actually challenges me, you know, to not always go and eat Chinese food all the time.
太成日叫我唔好成日去食唐人餐館啦。
Or to go to White Spot.
去啊！唔好淨係去咧，White Spot 嗰、那個依度嘅嘅。
But to try out different ethnicities, different types of food.
我應該要咧去食唔同種類、唔同文化背景嘅餐館。
You know, food helps us appreciate other people's culture.
有啲時我哋食唔同嘅食物嘅時候，我哋會能夠明白、領會到其他唔同嘅文化。
So it's not very hard to do.
其實都唔係好難做嘅啫。
It can start with something as simple as that.
好簡單、好容易少少嘅嘢，我哋
getting out of our comfort zones and getting ourselves involved in our community where we live.
我哋要離開我哋自己所嘅安樂嘅地步嚟到試下新嘅嘢。
And then God opens up our heart to people.
神就會將我哋嘅心開嚟到迎接我哋唔同種族嘅人。
You may also say, okay, well, I can possibly do that.
你可能说这些或者我都可以做。
But it's very difficult to express our faith through love sometimes.
但係好多時我覺得好困難咧，就係用神嘅愛嚟到表達我哋嘅信仰。
It really is.
係，其實係好困難嘅。
You know, I understand.
我明白。
But the key word here is the word transformed.
但係依個最主要嘅一點咧，就係依個心意嘅更新。
The key word in our vision statement is the word transformed.
睇我哋意象宣明嗰宣言嗰度，我哋其中一個重點就係點樣要心意更新。
Transformed by what?
我哋俾乜嘢嚟到轉變改變我哋
？Transformed by who? You may ask.
邊個嚟到改變我哋咧
？Transformed by the Holy Spirit.
我哋係讓聖靈嚟到改變我哋，令我哋心意更新。
You see, our vision statement actually says this.
其实系我哋嘅意象宣明，其实系咁样讲嘅。
Oh, sorry, I think I'm missing something. Sorry, our vision statement actually says this: to be a church of all nations, transformed by the Holy Spirit through faith and love in Christ.
其实我哋嘅意象宣明最紧要嘅就系话，我哋成为万国万民嘅教会，点样可以成为咧？就系藉住圣灵嚟到将我哋改变。
But how is it that?
依靠基督。
How is it that we're to be transformed? How can we be transformed?
但我怎样能够被来到神来改变我们呢?
Well, first, by grasping the enormity of Christ's love.
第一呢,就是我们要明白到基督巨大的爱。
The Apostle Paul prays for believers everywhere.
保罗为到很多信徒来到祷告。
And he prays this in,
他有这个这样的祷告。
In Ephesians 3.
在以弗所书第三章那里
He prays, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, and so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge.That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
这个就是保罗为到那些信徒的祷告。他说求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，藉着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
You see, Paul wanted all of God's people to live in that envelope of a full and complete acceptance and love.
其实保罗希望每一个信徒都能够喺神呢个全备嘅爱被佢包围。
He wanted their entire lives to be permeated by the perpetual awareness of God's love.
他希望每个信徒的生活的生命是完完全全的渗透在神的爱里面。
He yearned that each believer would have an all-encompassing, intellectual, emotional, experiential, and transforming encounter with the love of Christ.
他希望每一个信徒和神的接触呢是不是表面化的，是 在理智上面，在他的情感上面，和在他的经历上面，能够真的感受到神。
You see, when we know of a person's love for us, everything changes, isn't that right?
当你知道一个人爱你的时候，你的人会有改变的。
When we're on vacation with our son Chris,
有一次我同我仔去旅行
，especially when he's younger，
佢特别佢细个嘅时候咧
，he's able to see our love for him every day。
佢细个同我哋去旅行嘅时候咧，每一日都睇到我哋点样样照顾，点样样爱护佢。
Because we're with him 24 hours，
因为我24小时同佢一齐。
And in every way he sees this。
咁佢每一时每一刻都睇到我点样样爱护佢。
But when he sees this, his whole demeanor changes。
但是你想想他一看到感受到我们的爱的时候他的言行举止都有改变了。
He knows he's loved.
他因为知道他是被爱的。
And he's able to live life from the knowledge of that love.
所以他的日常每一天的生活里面都能够带着这个明白有人爱他的心来到生活。
When we know of the all-encompassing love of Christ in our lives,Everything changes.
同样，我哋如果明白到我哋系被神嘅爱，系全备嘅爱爱嘅时候，我哋嘅生命会有改变。
When we're rooted and established in God's love, we can then give and show His love to others.
如果我哋喺神嘅爱里边扎心扎根嘅时候，我哋就能够好容易嘅表达到神嘅爱俾人。
Paul experienced the amazing grace, the deep love of Christ in his own life.
保罗在他的生命里面能够真真正正地感受到这个神这个爱的长阔高深。
And then he's able to, and so he prays this. He prays that we would experience Christ's love in all its full dimension.
同样，他会为到每一个信徒，叫每一个信徒同样能够感受到神的爱的每一个的尺度。
That we understand how wide it is.
我们明白到神的爱是何等的广阔。
It stretches across the entire world. It is for everyone.
是伸展到世界的每一个角落。
How long it is.
神的爱是几咁长
，from the moment we receive Christ until we die and into eternity，
长到由我哋嘅一生到我哋要临终嘅时候，神嘅爱都一样系咁长。
How deep it is！
神嘅爱系几咁嘅深
？It reaches down to us in our lowest pit, in our moment of deepest despair。
佢爱系到我哋最低沉嘅时候，我哋都感受到佢爱。
And how high it is！
神嘅爱系何等嘅高？
It lifts us up to the highest place into our relationship with God.
高到我哋与神嘅关系到个顶点嘅时候，仍然能够感受嘅爱。
Into an intimate and personal encounter with the God of the universe.
呢个系我哋每一个人个人嘅经历。
When my wife and I were in vacation about 2 years ago,
两年前我同我太太去旅行。
We took a cruise to Hawaii.
我哋咧就坐船，坐游船咧由温哥华去夏威夷。
That's right, leaving from Vancouver to Hawaii. And so we sailed across the Pacific Ocean for 5 days getting to Hawaii.
在这里去夏威夷坐了五日几的船。
Actually, 5.5. And then 5.5 days coming back to Vancouver.
五日半坐船去，五日半坐个船回来。
That's 11 days at sea.
11日的 日子都是 在海那里。
This is what we saw.
我们在海上看到什么呢？
Nothing but water all around us.
日日睇嘅咧都系海同埋天。
Ocean all around us.
海包围住我哋。
Sea all around us.
海洋喺晒我哋嘅四面。
Day one.
第一日。
Day two.
第二日。
Day three.
第三日。
Day four.
第四日。
Day five.
第五日。
Day six.
第六日。
It was then that I felt the voice of God saying to me.
在这个这样的情形之下，神就对我说话了。
You see the expanse of the, You see the expanse of the Pacific Ocean surrounding you.
你看看你这个太平洋的海是几咁之大呢
？How it's enveloping you?
是完完全全的包围着你的。
How wide and long and high and deep the ocean is?
是的，长阔高深是何等的广大。
Well, that's my unending love for you.
这个就是我对你的爱了。
That's my encompassing love of you.
这个爱就是包围着我们的。
And then we saw land.
那跟着我就看到陆地了。
On the sixth day, we saw land.
第六日就看到有少少的陆地。
And we couldn't be more happy than to get off the boat and to walk on solid ground.
看六日之后呢，我们非常之开心能够去到陆地那里。
And to eat papayas.
可以食木瓜。
Look how happy we were.
啊，开心晒啊
！After a few days of visiting the different islands,
咁喺嗰度游咗嗰度嘅，游玩咗几日之后咧
，we got back on the ship and headed home.
咁又坐翻只船翻去温哥华啦。
And as we're leaving for another 5 days at sea coming home,
咁咧又再坐五日几嘅船。
I sense the Lord saying to me.
我就感到神同我讲啦。
I want you to know this.
我希望你能够清清楚楚的知道。
I want you to feel this.
我希望你能够真的感受到。
I want you to experience this.
我希望你能够真的经历到。
I want you to remember this image and this picture.
你要清清楚楚的记得这个图画。
To grasp just how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
能够明白到主的爱是好像个海洋咁，是长阔高深。
My all-encompassing love for you.
系呢个爱系完完全全嘅包围嚟嘅。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，If we ever doubt God's love for us,
你有冇怀疑过神对你嘅爱咧
？Just look at the cross.
就睇一睇神嘅十字架。
That's where we see the full dimension, the full demonstration of his love.
我哋定睛喺十架上面嘅时候，我哋就明白清楚，能够明白神向我哋表明嘅爱。
Of his sacrifice,
佢对我哋嘅牺牲。
Of his victory,
佢嘅得胜。
And so that's why Paul goes on to pray this in the next in chapter 3 of Ephesians, verse 19. He says, "And to know that this love that surpasses knowledge."
所以保罗喺佢嘅祷告，佢会同嗰啲人讲，佢就话要你知道呢个爱系过于人所能测度嘅。
In other words, it's not something you can experience purely intellectually.
即系呢个爱，你唔系只可以喺理性上边能够明白。
It's something we need to experience in our hearts.
你要喺你嘅心里边感受到。
Now, there's a story that's told in Alpha.
有一次我听过有个故事在 Alpha 那里讲的。
This couple who all the way through their married life they argued.
这一对夫妇呢结婚了这么多年呢都成日都吵架、啊。
They just argued about everything.
样样东西都有得拗叫的。
There's nothing they could agree on.
有什么他们没拗呢都没什么的。
They just argued and argued and argued.
成日都争议争议。
And to everyone's amazement, they reached their 50th wedding anniversary.
到到他结了婚五十周年的日子了。
And their adult children said to one another,
那他的子女就说啊，我们大家这么说啊。
What on earth are we going to give them as a golden anniversary present?
在他金婚五十周年的金婚那里，我们应该送什么给我们爸爸妈妈。
And so they had a meeting and decided that the best thing they could give them would be a visit to the country's most renowned and best consultant psychiatrist.
佢两夫妇咧就话啊，啱啦，我咧就希望咧能够让我哋爸爸妈妈五十周年嘅时候咧，去见一见呢个有好出名嘅心理医生吓。
Not a cruise to Hawaii. So they arranged and they paid for it all expenses paid.
咁于是咧，佢哋又安排咗，俾好晒钱，叫佢哋嚟到见呢个心理医生。
And they gave it to them as a present.
咁咧就送俾佢系咗个礼物。
Well, this couple couldn't agree about whether to accept the present or not.
咁呢对老夫妇咧，又为咗应唔应该要接受呢个礼物咧，又拗一轮啦。
They argued about that, and they argued about how to get there and when to go.
咁又问啊，又拗啊，边个去先咧？咁
They argued on the way, and when they finally arrived at the consultant's office,
咁佢哋去嘅时候又嗌交，去到呢个心理医生嘅诊所。
They were still arguing when they went into the room.
入到去诊所嘅时候，仲喺度拗紧。
The consultant asked them a question.
咁个呢个心理医生就问佢一个问题啦。
And they just argued.
仲喺度继续拗。
And eventually he said this, "Look, stop."
咁呢个医生就话：，好啦，你停啦，你唔好再讲字。
Then he said this, "I'm going to do something I've never done before in my entire life."
佢话我而家要做一样嘢咧，系我一生人都未做过嘅。
So he got up from behind his desk and walked around to the other side.
咁佢企起身，行到去呢两夫妇面前。
He took the little old lady into his arms.
佢将呢个老太太抱住佢
，and kissed her on the lips for a very long time.
锡咗佢一大啖啊！
And then he said to the man,
同一个丈夫讲了,
"Now that is what this woman needs 3 times a week."
这个老太太需要的呢，就是每星期被人锡三次。
And the little old man scratched his head and said this.
咁呢个老个丈夫就谂下，拗下个头啦。
He said, "Okay, doctor, if that's what you say,
既然你咁讲,
I will bring her in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays."
讲每星期一、星期三、星期五，我都带我太太嚟俾你食啦。
It's not Deb and I, okay? So what the consultant was saying here is this.
其实呢个医生想讲嘅系乜嘢咧
？She needs to experience love.
就系呢一个太太需要经历到呢个嘅爱。
We all need to experience love.
同样，我哋需要有呢个经历。
And the deepest experience of love that we would ever have.
我哋最深嘅感受、最深嘅爱系乜嘢咧
？It's the love of God being poured into our hearts and into our lives by the Holy Spirit.
就系圣灵将神嘅爱浇灌喺我哋嘅心同埋我哋嘅生命里边。
Who's been given to us?
圣经。
How can we be transformed?
好，我哋点样嚟被到神嚟到心意更新咧？
First, by grasping the enormity of Christ's love.
第一就系我哋要明白到基督嘅伟大嘅爱。
And second, by being filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二就係我哋要受聖靈嘅充滿。
Paul said this in Ephesians 5. He said, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit."
保罗在以弗所书这么讲，他说你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要作糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Christ's command through the Apostle Paul is for us to be filled with the Spirit.
基督据我们的命令就是要我们被圣灵来到充满。
The command is in the present tense to be filled, to be continually filled.
而这个被圣灵的充满呢是现在式的。
It's not a once in a lifetime moment, but rather it's a continual filling, a continual prayer, a continual asking of the Lord.
是不是只是人生一次叫神圣灵充满你，乃是持续性的，不断的。
We need to ask God to fill us for this moment.
我们叫神就在现在来到充满我们。
To fill us for this hour.
这个时刻我们需要神的充满。
To fill us for each challenge ahead.
每一次我们见到有挑战的时候，我们叫神的圣灵充满我们。
Every Christian has the Holy Spirit living within them.
每一个人，每一个基督徒都有圣灵住在他的心里面。
But not every Christian is filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是不是每一个基督徒都受圣灵的充满。
So what's the difference between a Christian who's not very full of the Spirit and one who is full of the Spirit?
那究竟一个受圣灵充满的基督徒同一个
In his book, The Holy Spirit, Activating God's Power in Your Life, Billy Graham said this.
Now, 葛培里博士作了一本书，本书的名字叫做是讲圣灵的，就是怎样让神的大能在我们的生命中来到启动出来。
He said, when we are filled with the Spirit, it's not a question of there being more of Him,
很多时候他说我们受圣灵充满的时候不是说我们的生命有多少圣灵 在里面
as though his work in us is quantitative
好像神的圣灵是有得衡量的
it's not how much of the spirit we have
不是我们有多少圣灵
but how much of the spirit has of us
而是圣灵有我们多少
he is in us in all his fullness
是圣灵是完全的占有我们
Whether we see this exhibited in our lives or not,
我们看我们生命能够看不看到呢
When we receive Christ as Savior and Lord,
我们是不是看到神是我们的救主呢
You and I receive Him in full, not just in part.
我们接受主基督耶稣在我们生命不是部分的，是全部的接受。
Then as we come to understand more and more of Christ's Lordship,
当我们明白神的权柄的时候
we surrender and yield.More and more.
我们要将我们的生命更多的摆上。
So seeking the fullness of the Spirit, we receive and enjoy His filling and His fullness more and more.
所以这样的缘故，我们就愿意我们叫神的灵占有我们更多。
In other words, we allow the Holy Spirit to be the dominating influence in our lives.
就要我们让到圣灵控制我们的一生，成为我们的主宰。
And we allow the continuing work of God to take place.
要神的工作不断地在我们心里面来到工作
so that the presence of God empowers and shapes our lives
让神改造我们成为我们的动力
You see, spirit-empowered living is about radical surrender
你知不知道其实 有圣灵动力的生命其实就真是我们要将我们彻彻底底的将生命奉献给神
Dear brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
As we continue to surrender and yield the lordship of our lives to Jesus,
当我们继续将我们的生命摆给神的时候
let us ask God for His fresh outpouring.
我们叫神真的再一次的复兴我们
Let us ask God for His anointing.
叫神的 高滿我哋。
Let us ask God for the fullness of the Spirit to release, to be released upon us and released upon our church.
叫神嘅聖靈喺我哋嘅生命上邊，喺我哋嘅教會裏邊嚟到釋放出嚟。
As I've recently come back from General Assembly 2018,
啱去完宣道會兩年一次嘅大會。
Our CNMA National Conference that's held in Calgary last month.
在上個月，我們宣道會有一年兩次，兩年一次的這個在 Calgary 開的大會。
I'm even more encouraged and excited about our church vision at Fridgelands.
我去完參加之後，我更加明白到我們的意象，我們教會的意象是更加的鼓舞。
Because the continual call, the continual direction for our denomination is to reach the nations for Christ.
因為我們宣道會總會的方向和它的感召，也都是要向更多的人来到宣讲耶稣。
There are about 900 pastors and lay leaders who were present at the conference.
在这个大会里面有成900几个的牧师和教会的领袖。
Whose desire was to be transformed by the Spirit.
他们这个900几个牧师和领袖的意愿都是让神来到改变他们的生命。
To allow our hearts to change and to be renewed.
让我们的生命，我们的心来到受神改变，来到他们来到更新。
For myself, I felt that God needed to take away my hardened spirit.
在我来讲，我就在那个大会那里，我觉得神要将我们硬化了的心来到拿开。
And to forgive those who have hurt and wronged me.
特别是要饶恕以前得罪过我的人。
And so I prayed.
所以我就这样跟神祈祷了。
Lord, release me from the pain.
神啊，释放我。释放我在我的苦涩、苦力和我的痛苦那里来到释放出来。
From the bitterness, from the anger, from the disappointment that others have caused me.
有很多的愤怒，很多的失望是人家加诸在我身上的，来到求神释放我。
That I've held on to.
有的时候我只是顾住这些很多不好的东西。
And give me a renewed spirit.
我叫神给我一个更新的
The Lord says in Ezekiel 36,
在以西结书，神咁讲，
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
他说我也要赐给你们一个新心，将新灵放在你们里面。
I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
又从你们的肉体中除掉石心。
And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
我将我的灵摆在你那里，所以你能够做我的，行出我的旨意。
Our president Dave Hearn reminded us that personal renewal, relational renewal, and spiritual renewal.
他说我在我们 Dave Hearn 我们的主席，我们宣教会的主席这样提醒我，他说除非我们将我们的心灵受到更新。
All these precede our efforts to reach the nations for Christ.
除非我们受到神的灵的更新，我们所谓要宣传基督的东西都是其次的。
So what does this renewal look like?
这个就是我们心意更新 的样式了。
What does the filling of the Spirit look like?
那究竟受圣灵充满的情形是怎么样的呢？
Well, in the book of Acts,
我们看一看
Chapter
2, 使徒行传第二章。
There was a strong wind.
那里讲到圣灵是好像一个很大的风。
There were physical manifestations.
那里这个这样的情形的圣灵有一个很具体的表现。
They were speaking in other languages.
有些人会懂得讲方言。
Proclaiming the word of God boldly.
他又很大胆地来将神的话语宣传出来。
People coming to faith.
那些人，很多人因为这样的缘故来到信了主。
There was prayer, much prayer. Spirit anointed and empowered prayers.
那时候有很多的祷告，很多的祷告，有很多是受圣灵能力的祷告。
When the Spirit of God comes.
当神的灵来到我们中间的时候。
Sometimes you see people healed.
你会看到人，有些人会受着，得着医治。
Others are breathing deeply.
有些呢，或者呢，是唞气唞到好大声。
Maybe even some are shaking a bit.
有些人呢，或者会发抖。
Some have felt a glowing sensation all over.
有啲人會覺得咧，佢全身好似發光咁樣。
Others speak of a liquid love, a descending of God's love into our lives.
有多時有啲人或者會感受到依個愛嘅好似一個愛如流水咁樣嚟到澆灌喺佢身上邊。
When I sensed God's call into pastoral ministry, I felt the undeniable presence of God in a powerful way.
當我被神呼召成為傳道人嘅時候，我真身感受到神嘅愛喺我裏面身上邊。
The Spirit of God had descended upon me.
依個神嘅靈係喺澆灌咗喺我身度。
And I felt the overwhelming love of God in my life and in my heart.
我整個身體、整個人生都感受到神嘅愛。
Others feel God's presence and the Holy Spirit's filling in different ways.
有其他人或者都感受嘅聖靈充滿係唔同嘅感受。
They feel God nearby.
有啲人會覺得神係好接近佢哋。
Speaking to them.
同佢哋講説話。
In a gentle whisper.
用一個輕微嘅聲音同佢説話。
Now I'm not suggesting that we should experience any of these.
我唔係話你哋個人一定要經歷依一啲嘅嘢。
What matters is not the outward physical manifestation.
最緊要嘅唔係依啲外表嘅具體嘅表現。
But the inward experience of the Holy Spirit.
最緊要就係你內心裏邊嘅經歷。
Suppose you fall in love.
好似你墮入愛河咁啊。
And you start to feel a tingling.
你會覺得好有啲麻痹啊。
Your heart's beating faster.
個心又跳啊。
Your hands are sweating.
手又出汗咯。
It'd be ridiculous to seek after these things, right?
好多時你咁嘅時候，你唔係你喺戀愛裏邊，你唔係追求依啲嘢嘅。
I still remember when Deb and I, my wife, before she became my wife, when we went out on our very first date.
我記得我同我太太第一次約會嘅時候。
It was in Winnipeg in the middle of February.
喺 Winnipeg 冬天一月嘅時候，好凍。
And so we went out to dinner at a restaurant.
我哋一齊去食晚飯。
We were having a wonderful time.
我哋非常之一個好嘅時光。
We're talking and getting to know each other better.
我哋講好多嘢。
We're talking about our families, our friends.
講一講我哋嘅家庭背景。
Talking about hobbies, what we like to do, who we like to become.
我哋嘅朋友，我哋嘅嗜好，我哋以後嘅計劃。
And after dessert, I reached out my hand toward hers.
咁食完甜品之後咧，我就伸隻手去握佢嘅。
Because I felt like we were connecting, right?
我第一次握佢嘅手。
And I just wanted to show my affection towards her.
我想話俾聽我好中意你啊。
By holding her hand.
拖佢嘅手。
And her hands were sweating.
佢嘅手咧出曬汗嘅，原來。
In the middle of winter.
喺冬天咁凍嘅咧，隻手出曬汗喎。
I thought to myself.I think this girl likes me.
我知道啊，梗係佢係好中意我啦。
Why else would she have sweaty hands when it's like minus 25 degrees outside?
喺咁凍嘅天氣裏邊，點解手會出汗咧？唯一嘅答案就係因為佢中意佢啦。
You see, what we want to do is to seek the person we're in love with.
其實最主要嘅係我哋所追求嘅就係我哋所愛嘅人。
Not the manifestations.
唔係其他嘅外表嘅表現。
They're just a byproduct of the love we have for the person.
依啲表現只係一啲嘅副產品啫。
The manifestations of the Spirit are a byproduct of our experience of God.
好多時我哋受聖靈充滿所有所謂嘅具體嘅表現咧，都係一啲副產品。
What we seek rather is the person.
我哋最緊要我哋追求嘅就係聖靈。
The person of God.
我哋追求神，
the person of Jesus Christ，
我哋追求耶稣基督，
the person of the Holy Spirit，
圣灵。
So how can we be transformed？
咁我哋点样嚟到受嚟到跟心意更新咧
？By grasping the enormity of Christ's love。
第一就系明白到主伟大嘅爱。
By being filled with the Holy Spirit。
第二就系让神嘅圣灵充满我哋。
And lastly, by asking。
第三就係藉住祈求。
Jesus said in Luke 11,
耶穌喺路加福音咁講。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you.
佢話：我有告訴你們，你們祈求就給你們，尋找就尋見，叩門就給你們開門。
For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?
在你中间作父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？
If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
他说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人么？
You see, children have no problem asking, do they?
你看啊，很多小孩呢，成日都有嘢要求的。
They ask all the time.
成日都要嘢嘅。
We need to approach God like little children.
我哋真要学下啲细路哥喺神面前，真系要成日祈求，成日要求。
There's a well-known speaker who, whenever he gives a lecture to a class of seminary students, he would pull out a $20 bill.
我记得我有个神学嘅先生咧，佢咧就每一次上堂嘅时候咧，都攞$20出嚟。
And he would give it to one of the students.
咁$20咧，佢就俾其中一个嘅学生。
He would always hand it to the oldest person in the class.
他成日咧就喺全班里边最老嗰个咧，就俾$20俾佢。
I always bug him about being old, right? You know that.
Anyways, that. Oh, anyway.
So. Okay. So in this case, it was a 68-year-old man.
咁呢个喺个班嗰度咧，有一个老人家系68岁啦。
As he walked over to the man.
咁佢就行去呢一个老人家度。
He wanted to give the money to the man.
佢话嗱，我俾想俾$20俾呢个老人家。
But the man leaned back. He crossed his arms.
咁但系呢个老人家咧就向后吞。
He asked, and he was signaling that he didn't want any part of it.
佢嘅意思咧就话我唔要$20噶。
But upon further insistence, the man reluctantly took the $20 and placed it beside him like this, with his arms crossed.
咁喺坚持之下咧，呢个老人家咧都要接受$20，但系咧佢就个样就系好似好唔愿意咁样啦。
Because he wanted to make it crystal clear to everyone.
佢想令到知道每一个学生知道咧
，that he didn't really want it or need it。
系佢真系唔想要依$20嘅。
And he mentioned that he would give it back at the end of class。
咁亦都同人哋讲话嗱。落咗堂之后咧，我会俾翻$20俾呢个先生嘅。
Or he'd do something noble with it, like he would donate it to charity or something。
或者咧，佢会将$20咧嚟到捐咗去俾其他嘅地方。
But he wasn't about to keep it because it was beyond him and beneath him to take the $20 from anyone。
佢话咧，佢唔接受$20，因为佢其实佢唔需要，亦都佢觉得咧系有损佢嘅尊严啊。
Now this same exercise when it's done in a class of adults。
嗱，依一如果咁嘅情形喺一个成人嘅班嗰度嚟到发生嘅时候咧
，despite location or culture or nationality，
无论你嘅种族文化背景系咩嘢都好啦
，would end up the same way，
都会系咁样嘅，嗰啲嘅有咁嘅反应
，with people being suspicious and reluctant，
因为好多人咧就觉得有啲怀疑，点解你要俾$20我咧咁？
Because but if it was conducted in a setting with children in the class,
但若果你去一班去一个小学嘅小朋友嘅嗰班嗰度咧
，whenever the $20 was waved in the air,
你一攞$20出嚟嘅时候咧
，every kid in the class would be like, "I want it! I want it! Give it to me! Give it to me!"
每个细路哥都话我要啊，我要，快啲俾$20我啦
！And the hands would go up,
咁啊举手
，and the kids would be jumping up and down trying to get it.
个细路哥都想要$20啦。
And it was finally passed to one kid.
咁到到最收尾，去到最收尾一个小朋友，
would quickly shove it into his pocket, deep inside.
佢会即刻攞$20拨袋落。
Hoping that his parents would not ask him to give it back.
希望佢唔会再问佢攞翻$20。
For he knew he received something valuable.
因为佢知道$20在你讲系几宝贵嘅。
When Jesus wanted to bless the children,
耶稣希望能够真系祝福嗰啲小朋友。
He said this.
耶稣所以就咁讲。
Let the little children come to me.
佢让小孩子到我这里来。
And do not hinder them.
不要禁止他们。
For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
因为在神嘅国里边，正是这样的人。
Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
How does a child receive a gift?
呢啲小朋友，你点样用咩嘅态度嚟到接受呢啲礼物咧
？With openness，
佢系好好爽直嘅。
With honesty，
好真诚嘅。
With unbridled joy，
好开心嘅。
We need to approach God like a little child。
我哋嚟到神嘅面前，我哋要学习好似细路哥咁样。
And ask of the Lord，
系祈求神。
Scripture says, "How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?"
圣经咁讲，佢话何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人么
？Ask me, the Lord says.
圣经话你要向神祈求。
Ask me, and I'll fill you to overflowing.
祈求神将圣灵充满你嘅生命。
The Bible says in Joel.In the last days,
跟住圣经喺旧约嗰度，约珥书咁讲讲。
God will pour out His Spirit on all people.
佢话以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And your sons and daughters will prophesy.
你们的儿女要说预言。
Your old men will dream dreams.
你们的老人要做异梦。
And your young men will see visions.
少年人要见异象。
Even on my servants, both men and women,
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人。
I will pour out my spirit in those days.
这个浇灌是他的侍女和仆人那里。
So what does being transformed by the Holy Spirit look like?
究竟我们怎样让神的灵来到改变，令到我们心意更新呢？
Well, first, we talked about it. There's that going to be that personal renewal, that relational renewal, that spiritual renewal.
就是要我们在理智上面，在我们的属灵方面来到受神的更新。
There's going to be genuine confession to one another.
真真正正的彼此来到认罪。
If I've done something wrong to you, there's going to be genuine confession and genuine repentance.And genuine forgiveness.
如果我是得罪了弟兄姊妹的，我们要在神面前用真诚的心来到叫，来到求宽恕。
Leadership will look different.
我们教会的领导是会不同的。
Leadership will want to empower others.
我们希望能够真的让神的能力充满我们。
They will want the next generation that comes after them to proceed, to go beyond them.
我们希望下一代比我们做得更好。
They will want those who lead behind them to even go greater and further than they've gone themselves.
我们希望我们的下一代比我们做得更远、更长远、更好、更妥当。
And there will be faith expressed through love.
然之后我们凭着信心来到传达主的爱。
I'm just going to read this one email that I got just last night from someone who came to Community Day.Yesterday,
我会读一读一个啱收到嘅电邮，系关于我哋琴日我哋嗰个社区日嘅。
And because of time's sake, I think it's okay we don't translate it. Let me just read this.
我只系用英文读啫。
This person writes, "Hi, my name is Kim, and I just wanted to share with you my experience at Community Day yesterday. I attended along with my client Kathy. Kathy lives in your community. Although Kathy has autism." And doesn't always act socially acceptable, especially in crowds of people she doesn't know. We try to keep her as connected, as involved as possible. She's also considered legally deaf. We knew from one moment to the next, we wouldn't know from one moment to the next what kind of mood that she'll be in. We had numerous ladies and volunteers on Saturday who ensured that we had everything we needed, including hot dogs,ice cream, food samples, front row seats to the cooking demonstrations. They included Kathy in conversation, although they didn't get much response from her. These ladies seemed to intuitively know. These words are important. Intuitively know means that they were filled with the Spirit of God, and they allowed the Spirit of God to use them.These ladies seemed to intuitively know when assistance was needed and when Kathy just needed a bit of space. I can't begin to tell you how much we appreciate the simple interactions as opposed to the usual reactions of stares, scowls, and frowns that we receive on a regular basis. This list is not inclusive, but these are the names that I remember. And I won't say who these names are, but there were three ladies and a lovely lady in the food demonstration cooking area as well. In addition, Kathy spotted a box of Timbits at the tech table, and the gentleman manning the booth graciously offered her one. Timbits are little mini donuts, right? Although I'm sure it was their own personal snack and not part of the public offerings, he offered it to her anyways. Thank you so much for a job well done. Will certainly be returning next year. What does being filled with the Spirit look like?
受聖靈充滿嘅係點樣樣嘅咧？
Faith expressing itself through love.
就係我哋神嘅用愛嚟到將我哋嘅信仰表達出嚟。
So let us come with open hands.
我哋嚟到神嘅面前，張開我哋嘅雙手。
Let us come with open hearts.
我哋將我哋嘅心
Let us receive from the Lord this morning. Come and ask. Come and pray. Come, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
聖靈，你嚟啦，我哋歡迎你。
Come and fill this place with your holy presence.
来到浇灌，充满我哋整个嘅教会。